Hello, folks, and welcome to the first qualifier recording for GGW9. I'm kind of scrolling through multiple files because we have a trio of hosts this time around, although PK is traveling abroad in Europe right now, so I frankly just don't think we're going to see anything from her in the meantime. And, well, you know, that's okay. We can deal with that. I can totally just dig it. So, without further ado, I'm going to hop in. Well, the first thing you're going to hear is probably going to be my neighbors opening the garage door beneath me, in which case we'll listen to the crazy hum and I'll just keep going. But anyway, before that happens, I'll roll on through and actually go through VOC's commentary and scores for round one, even though they just so happen to be publicly available on a site posting from June 16th. Frosted. This is what VOC had to say. I really loved the concept of this piece. It was very innovative to use the colors as a means to move the emotions through the storyline, and I have to give you mad props for creativity there. Unfortunately, the stanzas themselves are a little lackluster. I feel like it's caught somewhere in between prose and poetry, but it doesn't encompass the proper elements to really be either. In terms of prose, it lacks detail, and in terms of poetry, it lacks the proper amount of imagery to carry it through, which lost my attention a number of times while I was trying to get through this. I simply wasn't captivated. For example, a few of the more obvious colors didn't really get new emotions attached to them. Like, the color red, most people associate it with some form of anger. In some ways, I suppose that could be a good thing, because your readers are already going to have some sort of understanding in terms of the point you're trying to get across, but they also won't come away with something fresh, either. You only go so far as to explain what hatred is to you, but you fall short just before reaching a point in which we might gather an actual point of view that's unique to you. As a reader, I want to know more than just surface emotions. I want something from deep inside the author that puts a fresh perspective on an old topic. You use words like love and freedom and hollowness, but you don't give us any idea what those words actually feel like to you. The concepts just need a little expansion. And if you're worried about the fact that expansion is going to make it too much longer, you can make some space by taking away the repetition. It doesn't add anything to the piece. In a matter of fact, it kind of detracts from it. That's wasted space that would have been better used just going straight to the meat of the image you're trying to convey. We understand that these are meant to only be little snippets without being reminded in each stanza that it's only a moment. I'm not going to yell at you this time for your ands and buts on the beginning of lines because you submitted this piece before you were aware of my rant recording where I yelled at everyone for that, but I just want to make a reminder that I hate it. Insert equal bracket bracket smiley face. I do love the way you bring the piece back to the beginning by going back to red, though, but I don't believe that you needed to make it so obvious. Just the fact that blood is red is enough to make the reader understand you were trying to make a full circle. I think the idea of this piece is fantastic. It just needs a little more sprucing up to make it perfect. I'm totally glad to see your poems improve in one aspect of another every time I see one. I know your score didn't improve from the last round, but that's because this is GGW and I'm not being nice anymore. Well, frankly, historically, we're all a bunch of decks during GGW. But anyway, I think with a little more polishing on your pieces before you submit, though, you could start improving your poetry scores in no time. Also, as an irrelevant side note, I've decided I hate the word pussy because it looks like pussy. And the first time I read this piece, for some reason, I read pussy instead of pussy. In fact, so did I, but that's a side note. And that gave me the most terrible image ever. But given that I know you didn't mean pussy, I can't give you credit for that wretchedness. That came out of my own fucked up brain, but then again, it also came out of mine. And by mine, I mean wings. So holy shit. Anyway. Blah blah blah, more crap. Time to go to Wings word file. Frosted. I think you definitely stepped outside the usual box with this, but I'm super critical of the execution. There are several portions that, when read aloud, produce a really faltering rhythm, almost like a song that just suddenly completely misses a beat. Some of the line breaks in this were just questionable as well. In some instances, frankly, I feel that the lines felt shortchanged. I guess my biggest gripe is you're presenting something with emotional gravity, but there isn't really a canvas upon which to paint it. There's no subject to receive this other than the vague you. Creatively, I think you pushed yourself, but in the scope of a global comparison, marching down Roy G. Biv is kind of old school. Going that route really necessitated a wow factor in my book, and I wasn't really necessarily wowed here. The long story of the story is, you didn't fuck up, but you didn't blow my mind either. Back to the giant VOC text wall. Cal, welcome back! First off, it's been like forever, but yeah, welcome the fuck back. Anyway, VOC is coming. I love how the imagery of this piece is very cohesive, but I think some of your wording could be cleaned up a bit. Words like so, of, that, until, of, don't look very nice stuck on the beginning of the lines in a poem so short. Wing agrees. I'm fond of more active words on the beginning and ends of lines. It helps to keep the piece more interesting and all the lines remain stronger, in my opinion. I understand that sometimes, no matter how many times we've rearranged a line, we just can't get rid of the words like that or move them into a more fitting position, but I do think that it's possible to clean up or shift the majority of them. In the instance of this poem, I believe that the so words could simply be removed completely, or as Wing likes to say, just fucking annihilated. With that being said, I only have a few other nitpicks. I honestly think your first line, devoid of imagery as it is, would be better served as your title. It seems to encompass more of the poem than Tangles does, given that we can infer your entangles from the rest of the imagery of the piece. One could argue the use of some of your punctuation. I know that with poetry it can be up in the air, but for example, I don't agree with the semicolon in the first stanza. I think a comma would be better. In your last stanza, that first comma would be better as a period, the second comma is unnecessary, and the colon better as a comma. So obviously, my opinion on this piece is that with a few little cleanups, it could be spectacular in terms of everything, but that it still needed more work before it stood a chance of blowing me away. It takes something epic to really make me turn my head in terms of poetry. You really gotta dig deep and offer up those rare glimpses of the nitty-gritty inner demons, even if they're someone else's and you're just the medium. Really get to the center of something big and gut it until all that's left is the poetical innards. I know you're good with imagery, so now show me that you're good with the tough stuff. Damn. Time for me to hop over to mine. Wow, I welcome you back again. So I'm going to be blunt, I love this piece. The strings of words and the assortments of sound play just made me grin with amusement. Like, literal grin with amusement. This piece is what a short poem should inspire to be, frankly. Did it have imagery? Yes. Did it pack the punch? Yes. Some of the line breaks, I think, could be refined. A couple of them in particular just led to this awkwardness with me, probably getting into those particular words that VOC pointed out. However, frankly, I believe you put together a solid piece that, if I were the only one deciding, I would just say you'd win the round. The potential flaws in the line breaks were more than made up for with the entertainment value in my book, and we all know how much Wing loves being entertained. So, with that being said, when I take the two scores and I combine them together and take the glorious average, Cal, returning from the abyss of wherever the hell you were, you have just banked a spot in the playoffs by winning the first qualifier. Now, that aside, the hell are there only two entries for? This is fucking GGW, people. Now, I know that VOC has already wrangled in some fresh meat, so I'm hoping, fresh meat, that you're out there listening to this bullshit so you know what's coming for the next round. So, here we go. I'm digging down deep. I'm also sick, so if I sound weird as fuck, you know why. Now get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.